Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis. This is my AI-cloned voice. And today's episode, my friends, is all about the tectonic shift happening right in front of us. As revenue organizations move from AI experimentation into real autonomous execution. This week, it's not about how many more teams are trying out AI. It's about the platforms, the big players going beyond simply automating tasks. They're starting to assign actual explicit ownership of outcomes to autonomous systems. That's pipeline creation, inbound triage, compliance, even the security perimeter itself, defined, delegated, and owned by agents, not by managers scrambling in the background. Why does this matter now? The speed race is over. The real question is, can we govern autonomous actions without breaking accountability, trust, or forecast integrity? If you're a CRO, RevOps lead, or CMO, agent governance design just became your new superpower. Let's zoom in on some of this week's most compelling shifts. First up, HubSpot, launching its new agentic execution layer, AO and Smart Deal, by putting CRM context to work as the substrate for agents who don't just recommend, but actually initiate revenue actions. This isn't your old CRM where everything's a record to be updated and cleaned by humans. This is CRM as a system of delegation where the real competitive mode becomes permissioned data access combined with policy-defined automated actions. Prospecting, contact selection, deal orchestration, that's all machine run now, with humans moving up to define what good looks like, own the ICP, and manage exceptions. Here's the kicker. RevOps leaders who manage data definitions and routing rules now have the leverage. The teams who still treat CRM hygiene as an afterthought, if your context is off, you're going to industrialize mistakes at scale and watch agent-driven error compound fast. Next, Cloudflare. This week, they introduced Mesh, an entire infrastructure layer for securing AI agents across their lifecycle. And what they're saying is loud and clear. These agents aren't just features. They're a new attack surface. Identity, authorization, logging, rollback. Suddenly, these aren't ET's problem. They're core requirements for every GTM workflow you automate. RevOps and security are on a collision course, and only those who can control agent instrumentation and boundary setting will scale with confidence. Then there's Oracle, extending agentic autonomy into compliance and financial crime. If an agent can flag suspicious activity under strict regulatory standards, then every sales and revenue action, from quoting to expansion, starts to need the same auditability. In enterprise sales, expect every enrichment, every auto touch, every routing decision to require traceable lineage and explainability. If you treat autonomous systems as a growth hack, you'll hit a wall at the procurement stage, or worse, reputational risk. Now, let's talk business models. Perplexity just broke through a $500 million ARR run rate, not by selling seats, but by selling outcomes. Every dollar is tied to autonomous task completion, answers, resolutions, operational throughput, not just software access. Read the writing, the future is outcome-based monetization. If your sales motion is still about more features and seat-based pricing, start planning how autonomy and operational change become your commercial edge. And support, that's no longer a cost center, with Yuma AI pushing conversational agents to the front line of customer operations. Renewals and retention are becoming machine-led. With escalation rules, unified contract data, and deeper RevOps integration, if you automate ticket resolution but don't redesign escalation and ownership, you might be deflecting, but you're leaking revenue to churn. What does all this mean for the architecture of your revenue org? We're moving from org charts defined by titles to dynamic control loops. The teams who win will be those who own and instrument the prospecting loop, the routing loop, the renewal risk loop, the compliance loop. SDR, AE, RevOps boundaries start to dissolve. Instead, the conversation is about delegation design and exception management. Forecasting itself is changing. It's morphing from manager gut feel to system observability. Your pipeline is now a monitored system. Are the agent's outputs reliable? Are escalation rules tight? Is quality slipping? And governance? It's radically evolving. Human approvals are being replaced by permissioned system actions, logged, auditable, and traceable. If you can't explain what your agent can or cannot do, you're shipping risk, not building autonomy. So what should you do this week if you're a CRO or want to think like one? Pick a loop, say inbound lead assignment. Define and document what can your agent do, what must be logged, where do humans intervene. Then instrument for conversion, quality, error rate, escalation frequency. Assign one accountable owner, not just for the tool, but for the outcome and the process. My single constraint, no agent action without traceability, data source, policy, and outcome all linked. If you can't audit, you can't scale. And remember this, autonomy is turning your revenue system into an engine, not a patchwork. The winners aren't the teams with the most tools. They're the ones whose permissions are clearest, whose data contracts are strongest, whose feedback loops are fastest. Leadership in this era is about designing accountability across both people and machines. So, as you digest this week's headlines, ask yourself, are you building automation or are you building agentic architecture that will compound your advantage rather than your risk? If you found value in today's episode, share it with your team, subscribe, and as always, keep innovating, keep architecting, and keep compounding your advantage. Until next time, this is Tim Cortinovis signing off.